When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17. Brought to you by Chase, Amber Wilson, Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas here with you today. ESPN Radio is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. You can always give us a call, join the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
How you doing this morning, Miss Wilson?
What'd you say, Key?
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Keyshawn. How are you doing?
I think we're doing good. We
worked out some technical difficulties. You had a lighting issue. I had a sound issue earlier. We're all here. Harry hasn't had any technical difficulties yet.
Doesn't Key look lighter? Key, you put a filter on? Like, how you... All of a sudden,
lighter. What are you talking about?
Wish we could put filters on.
Dude, when we first started the show, everything was darker. I'm trying to figure out what's different now.
Well, they changed it. They changed the right background for me.
So you got a damn filter. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I don't need.
He doesn't need a filter. Keyshawn Johnson doesn't need no filter.
He might
be filtering his pics on social media. He would have no idea because he's got an entire team of people handling his social media.
I see what Mrs. Wilson is talking about.
Anyways, not filtered is the Cleveland Browns quarterback situation, because it's supposedly worked out right now, guys. Jacoby Brissett is supposedly the starter in Cleveland. We'll get to the Jimmy Garoppolo portion of this conversation in a second, but what's interesting is that Brissett is not playing right now in the preseason, and the Browns lost to the Eagles 21-20 yesterday. Nobody really cares about that. What they care about is that Brissett wasn't out there, and the dude who was out there in his place in Josh Dobbs was balling out, Key. And so Brissett not being out there is giving Josh Dobbs an opportunity here, I think, to confuse some Browns fans. He showed certainly what he could do. Dobbs did with his legs, a dual threat quarterback. A lot of Browns fans now wondering, should there be a quarterback competition between Josh Dobbs and Jacoby Brissett? Is it silly, though, that they're not playing Brissett in the preseason? Because this is the kind of conversations that this leads to.
No, I don't think it's silly at all. They're protecting the guy who eventually will be starter in week one to get a better look at Joshua Dobbs. There's enough film and enough understanding in training camp and previous spots where Jacoby Brissett has been that the Cleveland Browns and Andrew Berry in the front office, along with the coaching staff and Kevin Stefanski, feel comfortable enough to rest up their starting quarterback for at least the first 11 weeks of the season. So I'm not worried about it. I think people are looking at it and saying, well, he hasn't really played much and blah, 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 and he should be in tune and in sync with the offensive plays and the players and all of those sort of things. Jacoby Brissett is a professional. He's been in the National Football League for several years. He is a professional quarterback. He knows what he needs to do. He can prepare when the regular season starts. I'm not worried about it at all. He has about a 10-day period from the end of training camp to opening day. He'll be plenty prepared.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when I first started looking into this, and it was actually last week when they played their first preseason game, and I get it, you want to have Deshaun Watson go out there. He hasn't played in over 500-something days and let him get some reps. But I thought Jacoby Brissett was going to take some reps, but he didn't, and I was okay with that. But then going into week two this week, this game that they had yesterday, and I didn't see him out there, I was like, I wonder what's their thinking process, because this is a guy who wasn't on the roster last year or 2 years ago either, and he just came this spring. But they have to feel very, very, very comfortable and confident in Jacoby Brissett right now to not let him go out there and play in a preseason game. The second part of that is I do agree with Key. They don't feel like they need to risk him being hurt. Next thing you know, you do have a guy like Joshua Dobbs. Not saying Joshua Dobbs can't play quarterback at a nice level, but what he's doing right now, it is during the preseason, right? And we do know when you get to the regular season, there's a different ball game, especially when you're going out there against ones-on-ones every single snap. So I agree with the Browns in this regards and not playing Jacoby Brissett, but I did have my eyebrows being raised about it early on. But I'm comfortable with them saying, you know what, we don't want to risk this guy getting hurt. This is going to be our day one guy until Deshaun Watson gets here, and we don't need him going out there getting hurt in the preseason.
Man, allow Josh Rosen and Joshua Dobbs to take the pounding and the beating. Jacoby Brissett's the main guy. So there's no, you know, like.
But you guys are acting like Jacoby Brissett is some, like, tried and tested and true quarterback here. I mean, Jacoby Brissett, they were just showing his starting experience on ESPN2. You can check us out on ESPN2. And, Keith, he's already a journeyman in the NFL, in a very young NFL career. Come on.
It
doesn't look pretty, the records that they're showing right now on ESPN2.
No, but okay, I could break it all the way down for you. In 2016, he was backing up Tom Brady. Then he eventually backed up Jimmy Garoppolo. Then he went 1-1 in the loss. He got hurt. Okay. In 2017, the Colts were horrible. You and I couldn't do anything for them at the height of our careers, Harry. Didn't matter. And in 2019, again, they running the same team back. Impatient, as you can see, with Jim Irsay. Then they go 7-8, which is not great, which is not bad. It's just whatever it is. Then he go to the Dolphins. They got a guy in Tua. He's the backup there. He goes 2-3. That's enough for me as a head coach to understand what I have as a quarterback. I think in this league too many times people see a quarterback pushed aside and just automatically assume, oh, he can't play, he can't do this, he can't do that. Circumstances, situations, and your surroundings will dictate what your career is going to be like at the quarterback spot. If Tom Brady didn't get the opportunity when Drew Bledsoe was knocked out by Mo Lewis, that same year, the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick was thinking quarterback in the draft at a higher level. But Tom essentially came in and he started, and it was like, okay, we don't want to disrupt anything. But if Drew Bledsoe had been the quarterback the entire season, there is no Tom Brady born before our eyes. And that could have been a mistake, or it could have been we didn't see enough at the time to pull the trigger on him. So I don't get all going crazy about a quarterback in 2 or 3 years that bounced around a little bit. This is the first time Jacoby Brissett, Mrs. Wilson, has ever played with the type of team, the offensive line, the running game, the receivers, the defense, in his entire career since the short stint in New England.
That's fine, but that's all the more reason that he needs some reps with this much better team that's actually going to be relying on him, Harry, to make a postseason, unlike the Colts on those bad Colts teams, unlike the Dolphins when we just saw him for what I think a 3-game sample size in Miami. This is a 6-year-long career so far for Jacoby Brissett. Yeah. This isn't some dude who just came into the league 2 years ago. I mean, he's acting like it's a small sample size.
Well, that's why we don't need to see him because I already know what he is. I will say this.
So you know he's mediocre.
I'm interested to see Jacoby Brissett with the team that he does have, because I do agree with Key in those regards, because we have not seen him with two solid tight ends, two solid running backs, an offensive line, a top five defense. So I'm looking forward to seeing that in those regards. At the same time, and I will say this, I wouldn't put him out there in preseason if I don't have my one O-line, if I don't have my one receivers or my one tight ends out there as well. If the other guys are going to be out there, then yes, I will put Jacoby Brissett out there to get a few snaps and a few series. But if the rest of those guys aren't doing it, if the rest of the ones aren't playing, then I can't risk it.
Amber, if he goes 2-5, you win. You win all day long. If he goes 2-5, you win. Whatever. You it's yours. You win. If he goes 2-5 with this group, you win.
Well, and the reason that you're specifically choosing those first 7 games is because of how easy the Browns' schedule is up front, or seemingly so. But he should be winning those games.
He's going
yes,
lawyer
the team
on me.
Around
now
him.
I got it.
I'm
going lawyer on me now. I'm going to have to redirect
You very specifically chose seven games, not the 11 games that Deshaun Watson is out for. I looked at the first few games.
Key, stop acting like you didn't look at the first few games.
That's exactly what you would do. I don't have the schedule in front of me.
But you know it's very unlikely that he's only going to win two. You know what the first few games are.
I could win two of those first few games for the Cleveland Browns. But the Browns need more from Brissett than that. And, I mean, I'm a Gator. I'm not a Jacoby Brissett hater.
I'm not saying that you are. I never said that. Don't mislead the witness. I never said that.
We will get into plenty more of Keyshawn Johnson's ability to cross-examine, which he was doing to Harry Douglas, by the way, all during the break, doing an excellent job there leading the witness. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, though, how severe is the knee injury for the Giants' first-round pick, Kayvon Thibodeau, and are we any closer to Lamar Jackson getting a new deal in Baltimore? That is all next here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn Johnson, Amber Wilson, Harry Douglas hanging out with you today. You can give us a call, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So there's tons of storylines to get to all around the NFL. We'll bring in some help with that in just a moment. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Let's bring in our friend of the show, Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, First Take, Her Take podcast as well. And Kimberly, thanks so much for joining us. The big news coming out of yesterday in that Giants game was that prized rookie, Kayvon Thibodeau, he went down. He was grabbing his right knee in obvious pain. What is the latest on his injury?
Yeah, good morning, Amber. Good morning, guys. So that was scary for all Giants fans. Kayvon Thibodeau, the way he looked on the field, the fact that a cart came out, everybody held their collective breath because no one knew what was really happening. He thought it was very serious. We still don't know. This morning we're going to get more clarity. He's still going to get some MRIs. He's going to get the necessary tests. But the good news for Giants fans is that Kayvon was spotted by reporters walking through MetLife Stadium, asked how he was doing. He said, we're good. He told reporters he had already gotten some good news. But obviously this morning is critical because head coach Brian Daboll had said, you know, we're hoping for the best. But until we see those test results, until we know for certain, you still have to just hold your breath a little bit longer.
Kim, one thing we do know for certain is Kayvon Thibodeau will be on the team this year and beyond. But what we don't know is what's going to happen with Daniel Jones. We assume he'll be the starting quarterback at the beginning of the season, and we'll see how it goes from there. And we don't know what his future is going to be like. But what did you make of the bright spots that he had in last night's preseason game, may I add?
So here's the thing, Key. You look at that stat line, Daniel Jones had a good game on paper. He did everything that he was asked to do. You know, that interception wasn't on him. It was on the rookie, you know, off his fingers. But when you watch Daniel Jones, there's nothing that this game said. There was nothing definitive that made you think, if you're a Giants fan or if you're this front office, that, yes, we know that this is our guy. It's still the preseason. There's a lot of vanilla offenses. There's a lot of things that they're working through. And the problem for Daniel Jones is this front office does not owe him anything. They didn't draft him. John Mara, this season is all about John Mara and this new regime, seeing if Daniel Jones can be the answer in 2023. So I don't expect Tyrod Taylor to get on the field unless Daniel Jones completely implodes. Because you have to know, without a shadow of a doubt, they already didn't pick up his fifth-year option. So they're already signaling we need to see more. So if Daniel Jones, this is a pivotal, pivotal year. I would say that Daniel Jones is under the most pressure of any quarterback not named Carson Wentz. And you can make a case that Daniel is under more pressure than Carson Wentz, actually.
Yeah, Kmart, when I watched that game last night, see, Daniel Jones got away with another play that should have been an interception that Colin Johnson came up with. So that should have been an interception. And the play that actually did get intercepted is KYP, know your personnel. You can't throw the ball 100 miles per hour to a tight end, a young tight end, the way he did. I just thought the ball was thrown entirely too hard for that tight end to catch that ball that close. Now, granted, should he catch the ball? Yes. But understand your personnel and understand who you're playing with as well and what kind of ball you need to deliver for that guy to make that play. Because he's young. He's trying to make the team. You know what I mean? He's not like a veteran that you can throw that ball to that understands, you know what, let me get my hands up faster. Let me go ahead and quick tuck it. That young player doesn't understand that. But looking at this offense and watching how everything is so quick, right? Get the ball out of my hands, get the ball out of my hands, and then they use a little play action here and there. Do you think that's going to be feasible throughout the season? Because if I'm a defense, I'm going to play man coverage and disrupt that quick game that they want to run and negate it that kind of way.
So it's interesting. There was a stretch from the end of the first quarter into the second. I think Daniel Jones had threw about 8 straight completions, I believe. He showed good timing, good ball placement at times. There was a stretch. You do see moments, and I think that's the bright side and the frustrating side with Daniel Jones, because you do see some good things. But when I talk to people about Daniel Jones, the thing that they say to me is he can process very quickly. He's a smart kid. He has talent. But you don't get that. There's no Joe Burrow-like dog. There's no, like, okay, when we step in the huddle, like, I feel like we're down, but we're coming back because of our quarterback. Like, people around the league talk, even heading into the draft, people around the league that I speak to now, that's their big thing. Can he command an offense? Can he be that leader that you need? And we've talked about it at length. All these young quarterbacks that are coming up, you know, Joe Burrow was on the sidelines not playing last night, but the Cincinnati Bengals know exactly the type of leader and type of dog they have in Joe Burrow. The Giants they're still waiting. Fans are still waiting for confirmation that he can be that guy. And he's got 17 games, hopefully, if he plays well enough, to at least prove that.
Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Amber Wilson, Harry Douglas filling in for the guys alongside Keyshawn Johnson. So, Kimberly, another day, another show, another Lamar Jackson contract question. But the latest that I heard is that Fox Sports was reporting that the Ravens did offer Kyler-type money. What is the latest that you've heard on the Lamar Jackson situation?
So the Lamar Jackson situation is so fascinating. At this point, the Ravens, they know what they have in Lamar. They have an MVP-type player. They have a player that they believe in, that they love. This community, when you watch Lamar coming out to practice, the way fans line up, the way kids like are so infatuated with him. Like, this is the kind of guy you want to see get paid. And if I'm Lamar Jackson, I don't care about Kyler Murray money. I care about Deshaun Watson money. Because you know what? Whether you think the Cleveland Browns should have paid Deshaun Watson a record-breaking, record-setting $230 million guaranteed, you could debate whether they should have, but they did. So if I'm Lamar Jackson, if I have these accolades, if I know that how we've set up this whole thing in Baltimore revolves around me, yeah, I should be paid the way that I should be paid $50 million at least per year. He deserves that. These are the kind of guys, you talk about guys doing things the right way. Well, here's a guy who's doing it the right way. He's been at practice. He is the face of this franchise, and he is the type of player that you should continue to build around and reward financially.
So what's the problem, Kim? Why not get it done? What's the holdup in the situation?
So talking to people about the Ravens, once the Deshaun Watson deal came down, I had one GM say, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I just write $230 million on a piece of paper and slide it across the table because that's my starting offer. I've had other league execs say, but the Ravens aren't the Browns. Like, they're not just going to give a guy a completely fully guaranteed contract. No one thought the Cleveland Browns or any team would give a fully guaranteed $230 million contract until a team did. There comes a point in which you might have to do things differently than you've done before for a player who we haven't seen come around like this. You know, you got to meet in the middle. Compromises, we've all done contracts. We all have had to sit through negotiations. Negotiations are not fun. Both sides have to find a workable middle where both people feel like maybe they've given up some, but not everything. But if you are the Ravens and you do not lock up Lamar Jackson, yes, you can franchise him. You can go that route. You can do the Kirk Cousins. But do you want to? Do you want to have to go through that with this kind of player, this kind of talent? I don't think why draft Lamar Jackson? Why set up your whole offense around Lamar Jackson? Why John Harbaugh loves Lamar Jackson? They have until week one to get this done, or else this is tabled as far as Lamar is concerned. And then we continue talking about Lamar's contract even after this season.
Kim, in your smart opinion, follow me here. And you're smart.
I appreciate you saying that, Keyshawn. I appreciate that. Yeah.
In your smart opinion, though, your opinion, do you think that the rest of the league owners, management, is looking at this as saying, in the sidebar conversations down in their little hallways in West Palm Beach when they meet, don't you give that dude $230 guaranteed money because you're going to open up a door that every time somebody comes up, they're going to want fully guaranteed baseball and basketball money. Don't you do it for us other 31 owners. Do you think, in your opinion, though, that's taking place?
Well, that's why so many execs were frustrated with the Browns doing it for Deshaun Watson, because despite all the off-the-field stuff, the lawsuits, Deshaun Watson was able to get that kind of he's the guy that got that kind of record-breaking deal. That the fear was that was going to create a domino effect. Now, some organizations will say, nope, we are not doing $230 million guaranteed. We're not going to do $231, don't ask. But I'm all about players getting well compensated. I'm always going to say that players should, they're the ones who are playing the game. And the league makes a lot of money. The owners make a lot of money off of these players. And the fact that Kirk Cousins, before Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins had made the most money of any quarterback over the last 5 years or so. He got a fully guaranteed deal with Minnesota. That shouldn't be the outlier. Like, Deshaun Watson's deal, it's incredible financially. But we should be trending towards that, at least in my opinion, because these guys do deserve that sort of financial assurance. And you know, once injuries happen, deals that seem real nice when they're signed, all of a sudden the guys don't get the same dollar amount after an injury and stuff like that, and when they get cut. So I think that a lot of owners probably don't want to go the Deshaun Watson route, the Kyler Murray route. But this is why we have so many quarterbacks, these young quarterbacks who are going to ask for a lot of money because they deserve it.
It is certainly a changing quarterback market in the NFL. Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, also co-host of First Take, Her Take with Charlie Anall and L. Duncan. New episodes available every Wednesday wherever you listen to your podcasts. Kimberly, thanks so much for stopping by. Coming up in just moments, are the Browns set on Jacoby Brissett? And what are the Browns quarterback options other than Jimmy Garoppolo? We will get into that. You're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max here on ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas filling in for the guys alongside Keyshawn Johnson today. You can always give us a call, 888-SAY-ESPN. What are the Browns quarterback options other than Jimmy Garoppolo?
You,
we
like
are
that?
Asking you. Give us a call. 888-729-3776. What's up, Key?
I say you like that song, Amber?
Of course. Did I not let it ride
enough? Come on now. You got to give me something. No.
I needed to give it more room to breathe. I apologize. I apologize. But I was just so excited about getting into this conversation again about the Browns quarterback situation, because we got a little passionate when we were discussing it a little bit earlier in the show, this idea that the Browns aren't playing Jacoby Brissett under center in the preseason right now. He is their starting quarterback. Josh Dobbs, though, has been playing under center for the Browns. He looks pretty darn good. But that whole Jimmy Garoppolo story, guys, it ain't going to go away when it comes to this Cleveland Browns team until Garoppolo ends up on somebody else's roster. Are we still in the camp, Key, that the Browns should consider trading for Garoppolo?
Oh, I've never been in that camp. What would make anyone think that?
You look like a Garoppolo kind of guy. I don't know. You just have the look.
I mean, Jimmy's fine, but I don't think. What would make anyone think that Jimmy Garoppolo is a better quarterback than Jacoby Brissett? You got to look at everything. Jimmy Garoppolo's surroundings in San Francisco allowed him to have some success at times, to help them get to a Super Bowl, to help them also get to an NFC championship game. We all can agree to disagree, but we all know that Jimmy Garoppolo was not the reason that they were in the Super Bowl and the NFC championship game. Hell, against the Green Bay Packers, when they went to the Super Bowl and the Minnesota Vikings, Kyle Shanahan told him, "Don't you throw the ball no more. Turn around and hand the ball off, because I can't trust you." We saw him in the Super Bowl. We also saw him in the playoff stretch against the Green Bay Packers and the Los Angeles Rams. He beat Green Bay on his record. But did he really beat Green Bay? Was he the reason that they won? So when you start to really look at stuff, what makes me think that Jacoby Brissett can't do the same thing with a talented roster that he has in Cleveland that Jimmy Garoppolo did with a talented roster in San Francisco?
Well, Key, I would say this. Now, if Deshaun Watson would have been suspended for an entire year, I thought the Cleveland Browns should have traded for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Why, Harry?
Because, Key, we have seen Jimmy Garoppolo do it with a defense and a run game and an offensive line. We haven't seen Jacoby Brissett do it with the same things. Now, granted, that's what I'm looking forward to seeing, but we have seen it being done by Jimmy Garoppolo.
So you willing to give Jimmy Garoppolo – well, first of all, are you willing to give the San Francisco 49ers more picks? You ready to just be empty? You're going to be like the Lakers. You ain't going to have no picks for years to come to go get Jimmy Garoppolo, right? And then you're going to have to pay him $25 million. And then guess what? You're getting ready to take a chance on him being a tin can.
But check this
because
out.
Because he stays hurt.
Yes, I would if it was for an entire season.
Can't
11
do it.
Games, no, I'm not doing that.
You
but for an entire
put,
season,
you
yeah,
can't
because
put $75, $80 million in one room. You can't do
they
it.
Already, well,
they,
first of all,
they
I think they already
can,
have that.
But
they
can do
have
whatever
that
they want to do. That's one thing I've been seeing, because the Rams, obviously, I don't think they know anything about a salary cap.
No. I'm not talking about a salary cap for the team. I'm talking about the one room, just the quarterback room. You got to account for the amount of money that you're spending on one room. Teams don't do that.
For a season. They already have a ton of money committed to that room, but we're talking about Jimmy G for one season. We're not talking about committing
matter.
That kind of money to the room moving forward. You just got to float for these 11 games that Watson is suspended for. And by the way, it's not like you're giving up much for Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, look what they got for Baker, right? And, I mean, you're not going to have to give up much if you're trading
but
for
not,
Garoppolo. And also, you
it.
Might not have to pick up that whole contract
I'm not
because
doing,
Garoppolo
I'm not doing
could
it
restructure.
For 11 games, though. I'm not doing it for 11 games. I would do it for an entire season. 11 games, it makes no sense to me. Because when Deshaun Watson comes back, he's going to be my starting quarterback. I don't even think Jimmy Garoppolo, now granted, if it's a trade, he doesn't have the option. I don't think he would be comfortable in that situation. I think Jimmy Garoppolo, if he gets let go by the San Francisco 49ers, and knowing that Deshaun Watson is going to be there for the last six games, he wouldn't go to Cleveland.
Look, you can't invest that type of money in that position for that room. Whether it's for one season, a handful of games, this is not the NBA trade deadline where you're looking for a piece. This is not Major League Baseball where all of a sudden I acquire a Justin Verlander in the middle of the year because I need a number two guy or anything. It's not like that. You're talking about eating up and giving away picks and eating up a large portion of your salary cap for 1 year for a guy that we don't know. Okay, yes, you've seen him do it, Harry. We've seen him with our own eyes do it for the 49ers. But we don't know that that translates to the Cleveland Browns. What we do know is that we got a guy that's already on our roster that's been with us since the spring that we feel extremely good about in Jacoby Brissett. So, therefore, we take the initiative by sitting him down, letting him rest up in the preseason because we know what we have and we're comfortable in that position. Fans may not be. People in television and radio may not be because they've seen Jimmy deliver what people would say, taking San Francisco to a Super Bowl and having the Rams on the ropes in the NFC Championship game. It could be at a second Super Bowl if the young man just catches the interception. But in all honesty, let's be honest with ourselves. Those things were not because of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Key, do you have a relationship with Jacoby Brissett? If we're talking about honesty, because you love yourself some Jacoby Brissett. You're talking about a relationship that extends back to spring, like it goes back years and years and years with Jacoby Brissett.
Well,
but listen,
that was going to be my next thing to you,
but
though.
But that's important.
That was
going to
be my next thing.
But it's important.
When you look at the two guys, who would be have more of a grasp of the offense, Jacoby Brissett or Jimmy Garoppolo?
I would think it would be Jacoby Brissett. Even though those principles in the running game is some of the same stuff that Kevin Stefanski and Kubiak and all them did with Shanahan and Houston.
So
and
who did Gary
Denver.
Kubiak play behind?
But wait, hold on. Let me finish.
Who did he play behind, Keith?
His principles on every single team, no matter where you go, we all got the same principles, but things are called different. They put different formations. There's a small sample size. We always like to say, oh, my God, they run the same West Coast system as the other team. No, they're not. They're not. It's different. Certain things look the same. Yes, a sluggo seam is a sluggo seam. We get it, but it's not called the same. Some people call it differently. Some protections are different. Some zone reads are different. Even though it's a zone read, they may not be pulling a certain guy. So I don't buy into this. It's the same. They're running the same offense that they ran when he was in Minnesota or he was in Denver or Houston or Atlanta or Washington. It's not the same.
Presumably the guy who's won NFC championships and has made it to a Super Bowl would probably be able to pick it up, even if there wasn't familiarity there. But we will continue this conversation. Keyshawn, J. Well, and Max is brought to you by Boost Mobile, a proud sponsor of the 2022 Department of Defense Warrior Games. With Boost Mobile, feel the power of more money in your pocket of one of America's largest 5G networks. Coming up next, we will find out if Jacoby Brissett is one of Keyshawn's nephews, but also...
Wow, Mrs. Wilson throwing zingers out there. All right, never mind.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas alongside Keyshawn Johnson. Woo! Filling in for the guys. We are taking your phone calls. Give us a call. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are asking you, what should the Cleveland Browns do at that quarterback position? Josh Dobbs has been balling out. Jacoby Brissett hasn't been playing in the preseason. And oh, by the way, there's still a guy out there named Jimmy Garoppolo since Deshaun Watson is suspended for 11 games this season. Let's get to some of your phone calls.
Wait, hold on. Amber, don't slow down, babe.
Oh. All right.
I want to ask Harry a question real quick.
Okay.
Is this Big Luther or Little Luther?
That's
Big Luther, isn't it?
No, I thought it was Little Luther.
I don't know, Amber. Is it
Little Luther?
I don't know.
No, this is older than that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this might be Big Luther.
I think it's Big Luther.
Yeah, I think it might be.
So is that it now? Can I go to the phone?
Yeah, go to the phone.
Good? All right, give us a call. 888-SAY-ESPN. Mike is in Cleveland, Ohio, so he will be opinionated, of course, about the Cleveland Browns. Mike, what's up? Thanks for joining us.
All right, good morning. How y'all doing?
We're good, thanks. What you got?
Okay, this is my question. Why do we need another quarterback? Is this a question about y'all want to jump on Cleveland again? Because if we get Jimmy and he does good, why did we pay Deshaun all his money? We got a quarterback. The other teams need Jimmy. We got a quarterback. We got Deshaun and we got Jacob for the backup for right now. We don't need a quarterback.
Jacoby. But Key, they don't have the quarterback. They have their quarterback of the future. They just don't have him for 11 games of this season.
Yeah, I think what people are thinking, though, is that this team is a ready-made team to contend for, AFC division plus title plus Super Bowl if Deshaun was underneath center. Jacoby Brissett, people are extremely lukewarm on because they've seen his short tenure in Indianapolis on bad football teams where he was, 4-10 and I believe 7-8. And so they judging that, 2-3 in Miami last year. So they judging that, and they looking at it and say, well, this dude ain't number the backup. How can we go and get a backup situation? Jimmy Garoppolo was a backup once upon a time, too. He got an opportunity with a much better football team to show his stuff. Now Jacoby Brissett is on a much better football team. Let's see if he can show his stuff. Like I told you before, Harry and Amber, if he goes 2-5, I'm all with it. He ain't no good. Get rid of him.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I want this to work out for Jacoby Brissett. I want him to go 8-3. I want him to go 7-4 because I want to see this offense flourish because I do believe he deserves it. He's a guy that's been in the league for a while, but he has not had the players surrounding him that he has right now. I also want, if they go 8-3, right, a 9-2, let's just say hypothetically, I want the Cleveland Browns to be in a situation where they got to make a decision.
Ain't no decision to make.
Well, but listen, Key, if the offense is flourishing and the offense is thriving behind Jacoby Brissett, and let's just say they're 9-2 and 8-3, yes, it is.
No, the yes, decision. It is. You know why it's not a decision? Because Deshaun ain't ready. He's still far behind in our offense. That ain't a decision. That's easy.
Well, here's the problem with letting Jacoby Brissett go out there and fail is that now you've got a wasted season, and that's the risk that you run when you're talking about Deshaun Watson not being available for the huge, overwhelming majority of the season. Jack is in Arkansas. Jack, thanks for the call. What do you have for us on the Browns?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I got a couple of different points here. One is, if there's going to be a trade with Jimmy G, not all the money, Cleveland's not going to pick up all the money. they're going to have to split that cash between the two teams and maybe throw a fifth-round draft pick. So that's my point there. The second thing I'd like to make is when Deshaun comes back, how many games is he actually going to be able to affect? Is it four? Is it five? And what happens if Brissett goes down in, like, week two? Are you telling me you're going to waste this season with the running game and the defense with Dobbs and Josh Rosen? Are you kidding me? I mean, to me, if you don't make this deal, you're throwing the season away. You're just saying, you know, that's it. We'll just worry about Deshaun. It'll be a preseason at the end of the year, and we'll go for it next year after spending all this cash with the talent that you have. So those are the points that I'd like to make, and I'd like to hear what everybody says.
Well, I would think that when I'm sitting in the room and I'm making a decision to bring in a Deshaun Watson, there's a chance that he would be suspended. I already know this. I didn't sign him knowing, oh, he's going to play in week one. No, I already knew that he's going to miss significant time. What that significant time would be as an owner, I don't know. But I already have certain information that tells me he's going to miss a significant amount of time if I'm Andrew Berry. We already have contingency plans in place. We already know if he misses time, there's a chance that we could be 500 when he comes back, or worse, or even maybe slightly better. We already know these things. So there is no panic. If we already are committed, if we need to punt on the season, we already committed to that. This is a bonus season for us based on knowing that Deshaun is going to miss some time during the season. We already know this. It's a bonus season for us. If we do great, great. If we do bad, we already knew.
A bonus season, though, you're taking a risk, because a bonus season when the team is this good around that quarterback position doesn't necessarily last forever. But Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com, she says that the Browns are confident in Jacoby Brissett.
You know, they're very comfortable. They're all in on Jacoby Brissett. I mean, he is not a spectacular quarterback. He's a solid quarterback. He's competent. He's a good bridge. They feel he can get the job done. They are not clamoring to rush out and get Jimmy Garoppolo. The only way that happens is if he gets cut by the 49ers and they can get him on the dirt cheap. As of right now, that is not in the cards for them. They are rolling forward with Jacoby. And they will also look for other QBs to shake out in the August 30th cuts.
Harry, other Bingo. QBs. She mentioned other QBs there.
But I will say this. What she said was interesting, because if Jimmy Garoppolo does get cut, then that adds a different dimension to it. I would go get Jimmy Garoppolo then. Now I could dictate what I want to pay him, what he's going to be making. Now, granted, I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo would want to go into that situation knowing that at 11 games, that would be his last one. But that's the only way I would get Jimmy Garoppolo, if he's released by the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, and people might not realize, too, none of Jimmy's contract is guaranteed. So he also, even in a trade scenario, might be willing to restructure his deal, because some money is better than no money if he gets cut. That's what he's going to be looking at. Coming up, plenty more Kayshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Kayshawn?
As we roll on here on ESPN2 and ESPN Radio.
Listen to Kayshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.